Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn. Merry Christmas to you. One of the things that my dad used to do when we were kids, even before he became a Christian, would read the story of the birth of Jesus. I always read it from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, and I want to share that today on Christmas Day. My dad went to be with Jesus and is celebrating Christmas with him. This is the fourth Christmas without him and still miss him greatly, but thankful for many, many great memories with him and his honor today in the honor of Jesus. Want to share the Christmas story with you. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 20 in Luke says, at that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census, and because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful story. So thankful that it's true. And because of Jesus, we can celebrate this Christmas season, not about what gifts we got or we didn't get any gifts, but just that God loved us so much that he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to be born. And he decided to come down from heaven and made a way for us to be able to have a chance to spend eternity with him. And I've got some things that I want to share with you, some takeaways from these 20 verses in Luke chapter 2. Six or seven takeaways that maybe might help you this Christmas season. The first one is that God knows the burdens that you might be carrying this Christmas season. I mean, you know, some people, this is their first Christmas being divorced, having to share their kids at Christmas, or it's that first Christmas without mom or dad. I know what that's like by losing my dad. I'm so thankful that I'll get to celebrate Christmas today with my mom. Thank you for siblings and nieces and nephews. Yet for others, this Christmas can be tough and you can feel like burdens. And of course, you can imagine just the burden to marry a teenager, very pregnant, riding on a donkey 70 miles. Be like trying to ride on a donkey from Lexington to Cincinnati. to go pay taxes. My goodness. And so God knows the burdens that we carry this Christmas. Or maybe sometimes you feel like Mary and Joseph, when they got to the try to find a place to stay, and just, you know, they were told that there was no lodging available for them. And maybe you just feel like, you know, you don't fit in. I mean, there's no room for them to give the birth of God's one only son, Jesus. And yet maybe for you this Christmas, you feel like, you know, I just don't really fit in anywhere. And I want you to know that if you're a child of God, you always fit in somewhere. And I'm so thankful the way God had his son Jesus come into the world and where he was born, that he showed that you don't have to be rich, famous, sexy, popular, that you can just be a normal person like Mary and Joseph, and you could be in the most just very mediocre surroundings, and yet our Savior was born in a manger with animals and hay, not a glorious hospital and not in a private suite or anything. And I want you to know that you fit in this Christmas and that God loves you, and that this Christmas season is one to celebrate that we're never apart from God if we've accepted his son Jesus, that we celebrate his birth and cling to that during this Christmas holiday. One of the most exciting things about a personal relationship with God is that you never know when he might show up in your life. I mean, can you imagine if you're those shepherds out in the fields at night guarding the flocks of sheep, just thinking, oh man, just another night, and hopefully they don't get attacked by any wild animals or anything, and then all of a sudden an angel of the Lord appears among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. And it tells us in verse 9 of the Bible, when that happened, that they were terrified. And you can't blame them. You can't blame them for that. And yet, I want to encourage you that coming up, as we get ready to start this new year, that you know what? Man, you may get some good news just like those shepherds did. And we just never know when God's going to show up. And that's one of the things that helps me with my faith, is when I review my life over these 54 years to think about how many times God showed up in unexpected ways. And he wants to do that in your life also. Another thing to think about this Christmas season is, because of Jesus, you don't have to be afraid. God knew our lives would be a mess at times, so he sent a Messiah. I'll never forget our senior pastor at Northeast Christian, when I was executive pastor, his very first sermon when he became the senior pastor there. And he said at the end that God knew that our lives would be a mess at times, and so that's why he sent a Messiah. And obviously Messiah is spelled M-E-S-S-I-A-H, so it starts with a mess, Messiah. And that's why he sent Jesus. And that's such great news today, and why we don't have to be afraid as we go through this Christmas season, as we get ready to enter a new year. Maybe 2019's just not been a good year for you. But you know what? There's new beginnings coming, a new year, a new calendar year, new hope. And with Jesus, there's always hope. As Jesus said one time, with people it may look impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And Romans 8:28, a verse that's helped me so much through the year, says that we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose for them. And if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, he's got a purpose for you. And if you haven't, I want to encourage you to make that decision. That'd be the best Christmas gift you could give yourself this Christmas holiday. It's just to say, you know what? Yeah, I show up at church. I do the Christmas Easter thing. And yeah, I mean, you know, I believe in God, but I got to be honest, I've never really surrendered my one and only life to Jesus Christ. And you know what? God's got a purpose for your life, but you got to invite him to be your personal Savior, and then say, you know, I surrender my one only life to you, Lord. And then I want to make you not just my Savior for eternity, but I want to make you Lord of my life. Let you be in charge. And I'm sure there's somebody listening today, man, you're weary, because you've been trying to do it all on your own. I want you to know that, man, Jesus wants to help you. He said when he was here that, you know, my burden is easy. All you are weary, come to me and I will give you rest. And I can tell you that my life, I found that to be true in some just gut-wrenching, heartbreaking situations. And as a man, sometimes that's so hard to do because you want to pull your bootstraps up and man up, as the saying goes. And yet, if Jesus, God sent his son Jesus to be a carpenter. He was 30 years old before he started his ministry, and only lasted 3 years because God wanted his son Jesus and for us to know that he could relate to when we go through trials and tribulations. Another verse that's helped me is, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God and he'll direct your paths. I shared that a couple of days ago on a program because that's been one of my life verses, that even when life doesn't make sense that and I don't understand God, I can still trust God because of Jesus. Another thing to think about this Christmas season is because our Messiah has come, we can truly have peace no matter our circumstances. I mean, I love that. And it says that the angel was joined by a vast of others in verse 13, the armies of heaven praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. You know, you can have peace no matter what your circumstances is if you've got Jesus in your heart. And a verse that's helped me a lot through the years and given me a lot of peace is Psalm 28:7. It says, the Lord is my strength and he's my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I'm helped. And maybe today that could be your verse. And, you know, maybe we also need to be like Mary this Christmas season and remember this wonderful gift of Jesus, not just this upcoming week, but throughout all of 2020 in the year coming up, the week we've got left in 2019. It said, verse 19 of Luke chapter 2, that Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. Or one version of the Bible, I believe it's King James, where it says she pondered all these things in her heart. And man, I want to encourage you to ponder this celebration that we have at Christmas of the birth of Jesus throughout the year. Not make it just a Christmas thing, just like I've challenged you, encouraged you as followers of Jesus, not to just make this time of Easter where we celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection just an Easter thing. And so we need to ponder this and celebrate it all throughout the year. And I hope that you will do that. And last but not least, the thing that I think we can think about this Christmas season from this passage in Luke telling the birth of Jesus, let us follow the shepherd's example this year, glorifying and praising God, even when we don't feel like it. Okay? The shepherds actually had to go back to work, all right? It says in verse 20, they went back to their flocks, but it says they were glorifying, praising God for all they had heard and seen. And it was just as the angel told them. And so I want to encourage you as you go on to continue throughout your holiday. Some people are off, but I know a lot of people like myself are going to have to work here after Christmas Day. But man, to glorify and praise God all throughout these next few days as we finish out 2019 and carry it on with joy in your heart on 2020. Merry Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.